discussing Principle 15, Kav Emsa'i. So we have Kav Yamin, Kav Smol, and Kav Emsa, which we can translate as right consciousness, left consciousness, and center consciousness. Right consciousness is when we're happy, thankful, appreciative, joyful, looking at the good in everything. Left consciousness is when we are unhappy, feeling lack, feeling the brokenness in our lives, feeling the brokenness in the world, realizing what needs to be fixed, when things are not good. So right and left consciousness are two basic states of being. Basically, we're happy or we're not. We're thankful and joyful or we're not. Things are good or they aren't. We're in a good mood or we're not. Center consciousness is how we're working with right and left consciousness. Normally, in our natural state, so these emotions are happening to us, coming up in us, that's how we're feeling. The Kabbalah is trying to help us to learn to become aware of when we're in right consciousness or left consciousness in a very clear way, and learning to steer one way or the other depending on the situation. It's kind of like, could say, like learning to ride a horse. If a person's on a horse but doesn't know how to ride the horse, so the horse is just taking the person wherever the horse wants to go. But learning to ride a horse, we learn to steer to the right, steer to the left, and to go where we want to go. So the idea of this principle is learning to become aware of when we're in a state of positivity or a state of negativity, looking at the good or looking at what needs to be fixed, and becoming aware of where we are in the moment, and then steering to the direction that that moment calls for. Now, of course, you don't have control, complete control, if we're going to be in right consciousness or left consciousness, but we can try to steer in a particular direction. Now, most of our work we learn is to steer towards right consciousness, because our divine source is flowing boundless goodness every moment. There's a state of pure giving and unconditional love, and is flowing joyfulness. So the more that we're able to be in a state of thankfulness and joyfulness and giving and loving, so we're being able to more deeply experience our divine source. Left consciousness plays an important role as well, though, because it's through our contemplating what we need to fix inside of ourselves and what we need to fix that's broken in the world is what's allowing us to reach higher levels of right consciousness. So right consciousness is the ultimate state, but left consciousness is important in order to help us to attain higher levels of right consciousness. It doesn't matter the word right or the word left. The idea is that they're two opposing states of consciousness. We're calling right consciousness is termed the state of positivity and left consciousness the state of negativity. But it doesn't really matter which we're calling right or left. The idea is they're two opposing concepts that are within ourselves. Now, what happens is naturally our left consciousness is constantly coming up inside of ourselves, seeing what there isn't to be thankful for, what is broken, what's not right, what's not good inside of ourselves, inside of other people, what's going on in the world. So we learned that a lot of our spiritual work is to try constantly to be steering ourselves towards right consciousness, trying to actively and consciously be trying to look at the good in everything, trying to be in positive energy, trying to be thankful, trying to be appreciative. Because in every moment of our life right now, there's always something we could be thankful and appreciative about, or there's something that we could be upset about or complain about. Because right now, the divine goodness is mostly hidden from us, and we're learning to reach the state of unconditional love to become able to experience it in the ultimate way. So in the state of the hiddenness right now, that's what we're in. We're in the state where we could try to find the good in what's going on, or we could be focused on the hiddenness of the good. So we learned that most of our work is to try to steer towards right consciousness, thankfulness, appreciation, happiness, giving, loving, being thankful for the blessing that is in this moment, no matter the situation. So since our left consciousness, the state of negativity, is constantly coming to us naturally, so the way the Kabbalah gives us to work with it is it advises taking a particular set measured time every day that's set aside for the spiritual work of left consciousness, and then the rest of the day being completely focused on right consciousness. So for example, the idea would be to take, like, let's say 15 minutes a day, where, just for example, we could say between 6 and 6:15, I'm going to make a meeting with left consciousness. That would be, in this example, my daily time for left consciousness. So then for the other 23 hours and 45 minutes of the day, the work is to be in right consciousness, which means that anytime any left consciousness thought or emotion comes, I say to it, your time is at 6 o'clock. We'll have a meeting at 6 o'clock and talk all about it. Because the left consciousness, the negativity, is always trying to come out, always wants to be dealt with. But that's always disconnecting us from our trying to be in deeper connection to our divine source, which is in a state of happiness and joyfulness and appreciation. So by having a set time for left consciousness, it allows us the entire day to take every left consciousness thought that's coming and to say, okay, not now, 6 o'clock we have a meeting. Then comes 6 o'clock, we take our 15 minutes and we give our left consciousness its time. We sit down, we contemplate as deep as we can, what's broken, what needs to be fixed inside of myself, what did I not do well this day, how could tomorrow try to improve to higher levels, what needs to be fixed, to give it its time, to go deeply inside of it, to be able to use that for the next day in a way of uplifting all of those left consciousness things that we realize we need to fix. And then when the meeting's over, in the next 23 hours, 45 minutes, the work is to steer to right consciousness. And trying to put into practice what we contemplated during left consciousness, but spending the entire day trying to be in positivity. And when the negative thoughts come up again, to say, okay, 6 o'clock, we have our meeting. So this principle is expressing our, first of all, trying to become aware every moment if we're in right consciousness or left consciousness, trying to become consciously aware of that. Also in everything that we're doing and saying and even thinking, to become aware if that's something that's from right consciousness or left consciousness. Every word that we're saying to somebody can be a word that's coming from a place of positivity, or it could be a place that's being critical. You're unthankful or ungrateful, or it could be a word that's coming from a place of giving and joyfulness and happiness and positivity. So we're becoming aware, trying to become aware in every moment of our emotions, in our actions and speaking and even thinking, is that right consciousness or left consciousness? Is that in a state of positivity or a state of negativity? And once we become aware of that, then we can concentrate, contemplate, okay, in this moment right now, what is my work, to steer towards right consciousness or to steer towards left consciousness? Now, of course, it's very difficult to try to be in right consciousness. It's a spiritual work. But that's also connected to what we learned about in all of the spiritual work of Emunah, of trying to realize that everything's for the good. So through our spiritual work of Emunah, it's helping us to more and more be able to steer ourselves in the way of right consciousness. So this is a very deep principle in the method of Kabbalah, of becoming aware of right consciousness and left consciousness, and the way that we're working with the two is what's called Kav Emsa'i, or center consciousness. Okay, so we'll end for now, and God willing, continue next time.